You are not a fan of what the Home Secretary has done, I believe. She says that it's to prevent child traffickers taking advantage of innocent children. Do you believe her?
I think that intention or that worry is at the heart of this decision, I'm sure, as it always has been, and that's right. But unfortunately, that reason doesn't really stack up with the Dubs Amendment. The government has made various pledges last year, all of which were to be welcomed, 23,000 from the region, the surrounding region, which are family and children. We've put an incredible $2.3 billion of aid directly into the area. But the Dubs Amendment was a separate piece of law that just focused on unaccompanied children who had got stuck in Europe. And it was focused on children who had come after the date that she mentioned. That was a Turkey deal when we stopped or tried to stop the boats coming across from Turkey, the 20th of March. It was for children already trapped in Europe. So I don't accept the reasoning for them to close Dubs just based on, you know, this pull factor, because these children were already here.
So in your view, when she says it incentivizes child refugees, it does nothing of the sort?
Not for the children that we're talking about, that the Dubs Amendment was designed to help. No, it doesn't.
So she shouldn't have used that word or that phrase?
Well, I don't agree with it. I don't think it's a legitimate reason to close the Dubs scheme down, no.
What about the Archbishop of Canterbury's words today? He's taking a similar line to you, but he also suggests the government is on the same page as Donald Trump. That's surely a little bit of an exaggeration, is it not?
Well, it is, because I know our country and I know our government, and we are in a different league in terms of compassion and moral standing from some of the statements that we've heard that have come from Trump so far. But I think what it does, you know, parallels will be drawn, because it's only in the last week to 10 days that we've heard, you know, about Trump's very divisive immigration policies and closing the door on refugees. So it does feel very similar, and it's not comfortable. It's leaving a very, very poor taste in my mouth, that's for sure.
What, do you think that Amber Rudd consulted with the Prime Minister on this? Of course, Theresa May used to be the Home Secretary. She was Home Secretary when this scheme was set up. Do you detect any difference of approach there, or do you think that Amber Rudd is obeying orders, to use an unfortunate phrase?
Honestly, I don't know, because I'm not involved in conversations at that level. What I do know is that the Home Secretary, as she was, Theresa May, worked so hard to fight for legislation for modern-day trafficking. And, you know, these children have arrived in Europe as a consequence of that. So that doesn't kind of fit right with Theresa's ethos, nor her determination that, you know, since the Brexit referendum vote, that she will prove to everybody that we are still, you know, this outward-looking global citizen. It doesn't really fit along those lines either. So I don't know whether a conversation's been had, but it certainly doesn't fit with the Prime Minister that I know.
And do you think it sort of promotes a thought in the world where people are accusing us of closing ourselves off from the rest of the world? It promotes the thought that Britain is sort of losing its moral standing in the rest of the world?
I do, and that's so unfortunate, because I know it not to be the case. You know, as I mentioned earlier, the other aid packages we've put in place, you know, we've kept that 0.7% target for international development spend, because we know how important it is. This just seems to me to be, you know, a relatively small project that had so much moral value and said so much about the kind of country that we are, and it's foolhardy, and I think very short-sighted to close it so soon. There's no need at all.
I mean, do you think it is a matter of just perception, or do you think it is now a fact that we are losing our moral standing?
Well, let's see how the government responds to this. You know, I have, with some cross-party colleagues, we, funnily enough, just in case, because we were starting to worry about what was happening with Dubs, we have a debate in train already announced. We got the date, in fact, just this week, and that's going to be on the 23rd of February when we're back from recess, so that will be the first opportunity for the government to respond. And I hope between now they'll reflect on this and realise that it's a foolish mistake.